Well, this is Carl B. Phillips, and I have on the phone with me my good friend Bill Moss Jr., who's going to be doing a live recording this coming Sunday at the Third New Hope Baptist Church. The recording is entitled Songbook of Praise and Worship. Bill, what's going on, young man?
Hi, Carl. What's going on? Like you said, my good friend, man, it's been a lot of years, and you have been a wonderful guy all these years, still doing what you do, and I'm just so honored and appreciative that I'm on your show once again.
Well, Bill, you know, man, we go way back. Not only we go back, but musically, you've been around quite a while doing this. Tell me a little bit about your musical history up to this point.
Well, yeah, man, I mean, we started very young. I started at the age of five, and then, you know, my brother Jay Moss came up right behind me. He's 2 years behind me. And we were doing a little dual thing called the Moss Brothers, just kind of getting our skills together, learning how to operate under the anointing in the church and just, you know, kind of carry things. And we just kind of grew up in this, man. Our families are all in music, and it's just like we didn't have a choice.
Right.
And,
So when you talk about family, I remember growing up as a child hearing your family's music on the radio. Talk a little bit about the legacy of where you came from.
Strong legacy, man. I'm so honored and humbled by the chance I got in this life of mine to be part of a strong legacy like the Moss Clark family. And you know, there's nothing that it's all God. You know,
right.
God chose us for this. You know, and it's been a wonderful opportunity learning, sometimes being in the shadow of, being taught by Dr. Patty Moss Clark, my aunt. Jay got a lot of opportunity with the Clark sisters to do some of his vocal stuff, backgrounds, and then finally moved out to the front to produce Karen Clark Shear's first solo album.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was if you had to do it again, I would not say let's do it just like this.
Now, what I'm trying to get to, because if I remember correctly, you're named after a famous gospel artist.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about your namesake, your father. To me, his legacy is awesome in gospel music.
Yeah, my dad, man, he was a hidden treasure, you know, and he was a writer before his time. His music still rings, it still has meaning. It's enjoyable to listen to. He's just a great songwriter who loved doing what he did for the Lord. He loved his family. He loved sharing it with his children. So, yeah, man, it started with Bill Moss Sr., and his name of his group is Bill Moss and the Celestials.
I tell you, one of my favorite songs, and I hope the Moss Brothers one day redo this, "Long As I Got Shoes to Put on My Feet, Food for My Children to Eat, Everything is Going to Be All Right." Thought I didn't know that.
Do you remember when the Moss Brothers did that song?
Wow, that song still sticks out of my mind from my childhood. Well, Bill,
do you remember though when the Moss Brothers did that song? We actually did it.
I don't remember that. When did you guys do it?
Oh wow, it was on our "Time to Seek the Lord" album with Atlanta International Records. The green album with Jay and I on the front, man. We did. We used to sing that a lot around at the cathedral and some of the musicals. That was one of our go-to songs. So.
Well, y'all need to bring that one back, you know, for my generation.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Well, listen, what can attendees expect from the recording on this coming Sunday?
Well, it's time for me to do another project as Bill Moss Jr. We got the first one done in 08 at the, and I recorded that one live. So I'm doing this one at my home church, Third New Hope, with my music team behind me. And we're going to be favored to have my good friend Demetrius Neighbors, who is a growing and budding producer in this time. He's going to be producing with me, and then Brother James Sheldon will be my music director. And I'm writing about five new songs, and we're going to cover about five because we want to just show, we want to bring the element of what we do on a typical Sunday to the record. And we want people to be able to feel that flow and that power and that anointing that goes through our services. And a lot of times they ask, can I get that song? Where do I get that song? And I can't tell them where to get it because I've rearranged the songs so that they fit our culture. So this is a way for me to do some arranging and something that I was not really accustomed to doing. I didn't really prefer to do covers and other people's music, but because of what God is doing in this day and time, this was an opportunity, and I just want to be obedient.
Now, you mentioned that you're part of the Third New Hope family now. Who are some of the singers? Will the singers be from all from Third New Hope, or will you have some other featured singers on the project?
No, you can expect pretty much that this will be Third New Hope. We got a wonderful singing team, and I think they deserve the opportunity because they're really just good singers. They're faithful and committed, and so we're going to put some opportunities out there for them to take advantage of and just give God glory, man, because, you know, it's not about us. I don't do this for entertainment. I do it so God gets the glory, so why not share it, you know, and let others experience what it's like.
Now, we were talking earlier about the challenges of the music industry. What are some of the challenges that you have faced coming up to this recording, some of the challenges that you faced even in doing recordings previously?
What are some of the challenges? Well, you know, the biggest, probably the one, the biggest live recording that I've done was music director with Pajam, as we produced and musically directed Byron Cage's I Will Bless the Lord. We went down to Atlanta. And because we were just kind of out of our element, we were away from home, you know, it was some challenges there. But it was a fun project because I was able to get most of it done here in Detroit. And just taking all of that and, you know, shipping it down to Atlanta to see if it was going to work with an Atlanta crowd. And we brought the Detroit sound to the Byron Cage era at that time. And it was a great project. I Will Bless the Lord was probably one of his, if not his biggest hit.
Right, right. Well, have you experienced any challenges going into this project with Third New Hope?
No, I mean, the normal stuff. When we get down to the nitty gritty, there's always, I got a bunch of superstar musicians playing with me, and, you know, the musicians are headstrong. We all are. And so once we start getting into our creative mode, we have to start really being patient with each other because that's what, you know, those are the moments where the enemy will try to creep in and cause division and cause, you know, some head bumping. But because I'm strong in prayer and I'm quite experienced, I know how to, you know, I call it nowadays, perform my workarounds.
Something, I think you bring up a great point when you brought together such great people. Somebody has to be a leader and somebody has to, you know, be in that position. But being in that position, how do you handle the temperament of all these people so people won't go, you know what, I'm not going to work with you. Then you go, here's a sticker, you're not being yourself. How do you handle that situation as a head of the production?
We pray, you know, and I make sure that we don't do too much, we don't go too long without praying, because the only way we can maintain our team and our cohesiveness is that we have to make sure God stays in it. Because he's not the author of confusion. So when I see, you know, I don't let them come in too long, you know, sit down on the instrument and minister before God without having, you know, some group prayer.
Okay.
And it kind of keeps us grounded. It helps keep us keep us focused and definitely keep the Spirit of God in the midst of us.
So Bill, let me ask this question, because you've been in the industry a while. You know, this is, like you said, your second project. For someone who's just entering into the industry or who has a desire to record, what type of advice would you give them?
Definitely. I like these, you know, the talent that's coming up with the new young musicians, you know, and I'm just from the school of you go get it right. I went to school and got my major in music. Demetrius, my producer, he's a major, he's got his master's from U of M. And, you know, we try to tell these guys that crawl before you walk, you know, learn how to gain some depth. Don't go for the big shot, you know, all of us, out the gate. And that is one of the main things that I like to share with musicians, is that just stepping stones. Twinkie Clark told me, you know, when we were having a family discussion, you know, she and I are very close as cousins. She told me one day that, Bill, you just have to climb your stepping stones.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was back when she was really, really hot with me about the sunshine. And I asked the question, Twinkie, how do you get to this point like this? You know, she said, you know, it hasn't always been like this. We put out some bad records before. We had some flops. And, you know, climbing your stepping stones is important.
Wow, that's great wisdom. Well, Bill, as we wrap up, give us some more information about the recording, where it's going to be, the time it's going to start, how people can find out information about the recording.
We're going to be Sundays at Third New Hope on Plymouth. That's 12850 Plymouth Road between Steele and Myers. Third New Hope Baptist Church, the Yellow Branch is the pastor. And we're going to be starting that thing off at 5. We do believe in starting on time. And I urge everybody to get there, get a good seat, you know, 4 o'clock, 4:30. And let's have a good time and enjoy Jesus.
For our social media, how can people reach you?
I'm on Facebook at Bill Moss Jr., Instagram also. You can go to BillMossMusic.com. to get my website. And of course, Moss Academy of Music, my school of music, where we teach piano, organ, voice, and drums. MossAcademyOfMusic.com on Greenfield between 10 and 696. So I'm in quite a few places.
Well, Bill, it's always a pleasure talking to you. And I thank you so much for taking this time out this evening to have this. And again, we want to remind everybody that you can go to Third New Hope Baptist Church, that's this coming Sunday, for Songbook of Praise and Worship live recording with Bill Moss Jr., 12850 Plymouth Road, starting at 5 o'clock. But you need to get there early to get a great seat. Bill, thank you so much again for your time.
Thank you, Carl, and blessings to you. Merry Christmas, and definitely good luck on your, not good luck, blessings on your new project as well.
All right, thank you so much.